From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Friday, April 21st. Chicago's interim police superintendent says he's retiring next month. Eric Carter took over temporarily when David Brown resigned after Mayor Lori Lightfoot lost her re-election bid. Carter has been with the department for 30 years. Chicago police are on alert, planning to prevent more disruptive teen takeovers in the Loop this weekend, like the chaos we saw last Saturday night. There's a new partnership between CPD and community groups to help keep kids safe this summer. Parents who want to subscribe to updates should text Chicago Kids to 21000. If you have information or tips you'd like to share, you can email parentsforchicago@gmail.com. A temporary ruling preserving broad access to the widely used abortion pill mifepristone expires at midnight tonight. The U.S. Supreme Court set the deadline as it considers an appeals court ruling that imposed limitations on use of the drug. The Justice Department wants full access restored. A mother-daughter duo and another teen are charged with shoplifting thousands of dollars of merchandise from businesses in the western suburbs. The DuPage County State's Attorney says the mother and two 17-year-old girls hit a Marshalls in Lombard, a Walgreens in Oak Brook, and an Ulta in Oak Brook. The stolen goods total more than $2,700. We'll have partly sunny skies with a seasonable high of 63 degrees, but temps drop down to the 40s on Saturday. For CBS Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.